Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On Trackside, the Mountain Yard.
What we do, best bets time right around Australia. Of course, sen.com.au/tips if you want to shop a little earlier. You've got a million things on. We know how busy people are. You can't always listen to the Mountain Yard or catch up via our social. So sen.com.au/tips. Take it away, big dog. Take it away, Sammy. What are you thinking today?
Rightio. Let's go to Stony Creek. Race 3, number 6, Flower Gallery for Troy Kilgour, Tommy Stockdale. Now, this is, do you know what? I've backed this mare a few times. Mm-hmm. I backed her at Bairnsdale when she ran fourth, when Hollywood rode it. And then it was good at Traralgon and it was good at Sale last time around. Tommy Stockdale going on board mightn't be a negative. Just having someone pick it up and give it a lift around the tail and just give it a bit of help on the way home. I think he'll jump and put it in a spot, hopefully outside the leader. I think this mare can be winning. Then I go to Wyong, race 2, number 4. How do we say this? Fugitiva?
Yeah.
Fugitiva?
That'll do.
Yeah.
Anyway. I like this one, by the way. I'm well and truly in your corner. However it is said, Sammy.
Yeah, I think... Look, it went out to the 1400 last time round, and that was okay. But back to a six, I reckon it'll suit it here from a good gate, parked just behind them or midfield. And when it gets out, it'll round the race off. It'll be sharp enough. I think. What are we on? Soft seven there at
soft six at Ipswich currently. Yeah. What's the rain?
No, at Wyong.
Oh, Wyong. Sorry, my apologies. Yeah. We're on a soft seven at Wyong. Yes.
I think it was heavy yesterday and. Yep. So then I go to the switch, race 4, number 5, Original Glaze for Georgie Cartwright. She rides good. She rides this track really well, Ipswich. I mean, Jimmy Byrne is rides a gazillion winners at Ipswich and just could ride the joint with his eyes closed. And Georgie Cartwright, she always bobs up around Ipswich, I reckon. And I think from a good gate, this will be on speed, which is, won't hurt it. It's sound enough in any conditions. I reckon it'll be running well, Original Glaze. And then I didn't realise that we were not even on air for Narrogin, but I'll put it out there anyway. Race 1, number 4, The Candy Kid.
Love it.
I backed this the other day, and I reckon it'll help us out today, and it'll be getting the money. So in the first there at Narrogin.
Little Candy Kid. We'll stay at Ipswich because we actually have a best in the same race. It is race number 4. The favourite is 420 to field. I'm with Just a Jedi. Yeah, you mentioned Jimmy Orman there. Last started Doomben in a much tougher race. I think he can just park almost right off the back of the speed and have last crack at him. So I'm with Just a Jedi. Hopefully this fave, Robbie Dolan, takes the ride. I'm just not going to be too far behind it. Original Glaze, I think, might actually squeeze forward from that gate. But I'm with Just a Jedi, the toppy, in that particular race. So I like when we take each other on. It's always fun. We'll stay at Ipswich earlier in the day. Race 2, number 5, Dream Drop. Angela Jones takes the ride. She's riding really well. Do you know what? Only got beaten about 3 lengths at a tougher maiden at Eagle Farm. Expected to improve a little bit on the back of that. 800 metres as well, I think, will suit it. I think it'll squeeze and go. I know that it's a horse that doesn't necessarily have the amazing amount of, or didn't show a great deal of it when barrier speed coming out of the gates last start at Eagle Farm, but I think this is an easier race. I think it drops away. We've got debutants who are favourite, so I'm going to take it here. Dream Drop, race 2, number 5 at a bit of a price. Stony Creek, race 5, number 6, I'm Cheeky, drawn perfectly. Bucket's More is going to squeeze it and lead. I think it will control the race. I'm not certain it ran a really strong 1,000 to 1,100. I don't think it was that great into the line. I may have stuffed up here in faux pas because I thought for some reason that was a 1,200-metre race. Either way, Bucket's More on top of it this time, over 1,100 metres. Matty Cartwright rode it last time. I think from that gate can get absolute run of the race. So I'm Cheeky to beat the favourite. That's race 5, number 6. And race 6, number 2. Now, your bogey is Juice Box, right?
Yeah.
Mine too. But my birdie is in the same race with Magwazi, who was perfect. Perfect at Seymour over the 1,000. Was really good. Will improve on the back of that. Will go forward. I think sit outside Juice Box. And the 3-kilogram claim, although claiming on Juice Box as well. So my birdie and bogey is in race 6, number 2. That's my birdie. My bogey is race 6, number 1. So same race, birdie and bogey, all thanks to Club Mandalay, is in race 6 at Stony Creek. And at Wyong, race 5, number 1, Man in a Mirror, resumes today for Annabelle Neesham. Jet Stanley takes a couple of kilos off the back, trialled up pretty well, in particular its second trial a couple of weeks ago, and just comes out of amazingly tougher races. Jackano, Aft Cabin. Now, I know we're going back to the middle of or late in 2002. Prior to that, went up against Giga Kick. This is where this horse is held in such really high regard. Now, I'm not saying that it was incredible in those races, but they are really good horses to roll up against. I liked its trial. And Annabelle Neesham's held onto the horse, which if it didn't, as Tags touches on, if it didn't have a little bit of ability, it'd probably be let go by now. So this isn't a race that I'm exactly diving into. The favourite, Mara Nusis, is going to be tough to beat, but I am with Man in the Mirror, the toppy. And race 7, we're pretty much off air, but the favourite will win, but it's $1.70. So it's race 7, number 5, and that is the Mounting Yard.